According to the Kremlin, President Vladimir Putin told Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett that Russia was ready to provide safe passage to civilians in the Azovstal plant. But in his evening address on Thursday, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the Russian shelling and assault on the steelworks do not stop. Mariupol's mayor says roughly 200 civilians remain in Azovstal, which has faced weeks of heavy bombardment from Russian forces. In the last few days, roughly 450 people have been evacuated from Azovstal and the surrounding area through humanitarian corridors. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Martin Griffiths says the evacuations provide a glimmer of hope and plan to get more civilians to safety on Friday. William Denslow, Riga.